went back and watched. I think I got through almost every game from last year. There was a block in around the coaching change I had seen prior, so I know what he can do in terms of his skill set, and then aware that he's missed a big block of time. So when I go out right now, I'm not evaluating him too hard. You know, I'm not trying to learn too much about him in the first 3 days, because it's going to take him a little while to get his game back and to get up to speed and a comfort level and a confidence. And you see that with guys with that kind of injury or any kind of long-term injury, it takes him a little bit while. So we've got lots of time for him as a player. I think he's very, very capable. I also think he played with that a bit last year. I think some of his games, he was trying to find a way to get through the pain and get through and play. So even with the games that I saw, I'm careful. But there's some things that he can do. And more importantly, he's the right kind of person for our group. I think he's a good man. He works hard. He's a good personality in the room. So I'm going to give him lots of time. In terms of plans for him, you know, no more than I have plans for anybody else. Like, part of it is of training camp. You know, we're going to try some different combinations and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, it's who earns it. It really, really is. So clearly, we're not 23 jobs are open. As a matter of fact, you know, at any one year, there's maybe two or three at most. But where they all fit, that will be something that we'll push real hard to find by the end of camp.
Is he a left or a right, or could he be either for you?
We're going to need some defensemen to be both. We really are. We'd all prefer to have natural hands on the blue line, but with the injuries that are inevitable, we need to have a couple of guys. And Keaton Ellerby was that guy for us really last year that played his offside consistently. But we're going to need to find some players that are comfortable there. So it's a huge advantage to a guy that we can say, hey, we'll just shift this. It's easier to put that guy in the lineup than a guy who can't play his offside. So those are things that he brings to the table.
Paul, are the lines, or the lineups rather, pretty well
set for the year?
Let me finish, please, Coach. Sure. It takes me a while on a Saturday.
Not a problem.
Are the lineups set for the first couple of preseason games, or does what happened in these 3 days influence maybe some change?
So the veteran group is pretty much set. So I can do that in the middle of the summer, because I'm trying to then get to a certain number with each player. So we start at the back of training camp, and we start from the last game and work back to the front to make sure that our goaltenders get the right number of starts. And then I'll do the numbers on, you know, and the top end guys. The guys who are going to play a lot of minutes are somewhere between 3 and 5. And I talk to them about what they think they need as well. Because certain guys know they want to play more, and some guys don't need every exhibition game. So I work back. Yeah, I would say for the first two, maybe four games, I've got 80% of the lineup set before camp starts. But those are the guys we need. You know, priority one is get our team ready for the first game of the season. And then it is, sure, almost everybody here is going to play an exhibition game, like we're talking about the NHL guys, the American League guys, and some of the newer draft picks. They'll all get into a game. But for the most part, the lineup for the next game is set now, and then we'll just wait to see if anybody gets banged up tomorrow.
Well, there's been a lot of focus on top nine forwards, but there's that fourth line. There's a lot of guys vying for that position. Can you kind of just talk about that dynamic, what you're looking for out of a fourth line, and you know, maybe some of the pieces there?
I really like what Anthony Peluso brings to that fourth line, the role that he has on our team. I think he has the skill set that we can develop this young man into being a guy that can get into a higher minute range. We need a guy that can win faceoffs, so we have confidence to put him on both ends of the ice, defensive zone draws. It helps you hold off using Little and Shifley in your own end all the time. We need to have that, and we need to have as much energy as we possibly can. You'd always love to have a guy on your fourth line that can come up into the top nine and play well for you. I think Chris Thorburn did that, exceedingly, kind of whatever line I put him on. Because of the injuries we had, that line played really well. I'm thinking about the game in Carolina when he and Shifley and Wheeler, I think, were together, and they scored the goal to win the game for us late in the third period. So we are a big, fast team, so we don't want to lose our identity with that fourth line. At the same time, energy probably priority one. You've got to drive it when you get out there. You'd like that line to spend more time in the other team's zone than your own. And then the components, we need a physical presence, and we'd like to have a good face-off man as well.
It must have been in my head, because my next question was going to be about Anthony. Was he...
I gave you enough on that. first month of the year.
Where do you see not only his skill set, you know, with his hands, clearly with his fists, but also kind of where he can contribute, you know, off the penalty minutes, I guess?
Well, that's the area of focus. I mean, you'd like a man like that to get to the point that his fight number comes down. I'm not saying that's this year. He's still new to the league, and he's still making sure that everybody understands that he's capable of calming a game down if he has to. The answer is we don't know. There's a great willingness. He trained hard this summer. I had a long talk with Gary Roberts about Anthony's training regimen, and he was, you know, Gary had nothing but incredible things to say. So we've got that already. We've got a guy that wants to get better, and I don't want to put any limitations on him. You know, he's big, he moves, and in the corners in some areas he's shown some hands too. So the answer really is I don't know, but we're certainly full of four. I like him as a man. I like him in that room. He's a really low maintenance guy, which you appreciate. But I don't want to put any limitations on him just yet. But he's like everybody. He's an awful lot of work before we start adding big minutes to his game.
Is it a problem, though, when he doesn't have a contract outside of this season? Or is that...
Yeah, well, I had no idea that that was the case, and I really can't tell you what anybody makes. It's not a problem for me. And if I'm him, and, I mean, from a personal point of view, being on the last year contract is always potentially a really, really good thing.
Always give some of the benefits of that investment portion you started to install.
I'm sorry, what was the first part of that?
What do you think are some of the benefits?
I thought in the last 15 games last year, when we got beat up there and we had some kids, we still played a lot of games where we were on the puck and we were real aggressive with our forecheck. That's a theme. That's the theme for all three zones for us. It's why we're going to have a fourth line, like you said, because we're not going to be able to play at the pace that we will play at, running just three lines in our conference with our travel. So we are going to play a very, very aggressive game. We're going to get burned sometimes because of it. But we have to keep our vision on the end game, where we want this team to get to. So we do take a little bit of the safety out of every game. And I'm also very, very aware that goals against is of a primary consideration for our hockey team. It has to be a primary focus. But we are trying to do more than one thing. We're trying to be a real, real good defensive team and highly, highly aggressive and push the offensive part of our game as well. So, matter of fact, that was a conversation we just had when we got off the ice. Where that fine line is.
Is Dustin Byfuglien going to get a chance with Brian Little and Andrew Ladd in exhibition games?
You should buy a ticket for Monday night because you may just see it.
Okay.
I want to see a couple of things with our, and whether it's the top six or the top eight forwards. I want to see a couple of different combinations because there are no lines that run all year. And I felt that with Evander last year. And part of it was Seist's injury never let us do any of these things. When Mark went down, we were tight there, so we didn't get a chance to move some of these people around. And on the other hand, you know, Mike Frolik looks fantastic. You know, I mean, he's in, as you would expect, he's in great shape. Right now, he's working with the kids in a lot of ways. He's mm-hmm. talking to them, and he's a real good communicator with that. So it gives us a chance to see some different things. But I would come Monday if you wanted to see that.
Why Dustin Appleton? Like, what is it that you hope that he can bring
there's really nothing this man can't do on the ice. He can play defense if you need him to. He's big, he's strong. He's exceedingly smart in terms of his reads on the ice. Yeah, I mean, this guy's a top six forward. And, you know, he's a top 2-3D, and he's a top six forward. And through training camp, I'm going to put those guys in the chance to do that. With Little and Ladd, they've got a little bit more on their plate than just they've got to usually play against the other team's best. So it's not going to be at the end of camp necessarily where there. I think there was enough offensive chemistry there. There's going to be, and there would have to be to leave the line together. The assessment for all our lines are going to claim against the other team's best regularly. I'm not going to ask, you know, necessarily Matthew Perreault to do that every night, but I'm going to expect him to be able to do it some nights. But certainly Shifley and Little have that as a role. They need to know who they're on the ice with, and then they need to have the right guys in the wings with them to make it happen.